Building upon the skeleton of previous hotels that once occupied the site, the Radisson is aiming to succeed where Holiday Inn and other chains failed. While there's still some work to be done, like hanging a few light fixtures and finishing the pool, the Radisson is open for business at 8 Traders Circle. After the $18 million reno, the opening was soft, says sales manager Kenzie Annett. And director of sales Mallory Browning says a splashier debut is in the wings.
In August, we have our grand opening on August 10th.
We're having a lot of people from ISU, the mayor, so forth, just people that have an influence in this town. We just want everybody to come and see our space and see what we can offer and just welcome everybody. And hopefully it'll be a nice new beginning for the hotel and for this side of town.
Well, on this spot, two other hotels existed over the years. So is this current hotel that we're standing in now, is this the same structure, or did they level that hotel, and did you guys build from scratch? How did that go?
We kept the bones. We kept the same structure of the old building, which we love because we like that we didn't have to tear something down and make something brand new, but kind of, you know, rebirthed or, you know, regenerated this area and this whole building here. So we took it down to the bones and built up from there. So everything you see is brand new in here.
So let's go look around for a bit, shall we? Give me a little bit of a walkthrough
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. So we're in the atrium now. You see we have a lot of soft seating area, business center, and then our bar is kind of our centerpiece of the lobby here. And then the restaurant is on the other side that you see.
So why did you decide to make the bar the centerpiece of the atrium?
We just wanted everybody to be a place where people hang out, to be, you know, whether you're a part of the community and you're coming in for, you know, a dinner or you're a guest here, you know, we like this common area to be something that people can sit and enjoy and relax their time rather than kind of being rushed around or anything like that.
So what is the name of the restaurant?
It's called Trader's Grill. So they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we do have an amazing chef that just came and joined our team, so we have a lot of new and different items that he's bringing on board.
So it's natural for a hotel to have a restaurant because you need to feed your guests, obviously.
Right.
But there has been more of a trend in recent years where hotels put in restaurants that are going to be bringing in community members, not just guests as well.
Correct.
And Tony Roma's, of course, has been a big success over at Jumer's. So how do you make a hotel restaurant appealing to the community so that people will come into North Normal to dine?
Well, I think consistency is key. You know, people come in, they know what to expect, and the experience of it all. You know, going into a typical restaurant, you can kind of feel rushed sometimes. You know, the tables have to be flipped for the next, you know, the next seat. But here, we're hoping that, you know, if you're done with your dinner, you can flow into the soft seating area. You can come and relax and enjoy or watch the game on the big TVs around the bar. You know, a little bit more informal, something that they can enjoy.
So where do we go beyond the lobby?
Yeah, let's go to our conference center.
Okay, and that's over here to the left.
That's right.
And we see still a few finishing touches going on here.
Yep. This is one of our spaces. We call this Hickory Grove. It's our second largest meeting room, about 3,100 square feet. So right here you see it's set for rounds. The function of the room is very versatile and flexible. So our space is a little different than other conference centers in that we don't have one large ballroom with air walls in between. We have four completely separate rooms.
Why was that chosen to be like that?
I think it gives the customer or the client a little bit more of a special feeling. You know, again, you have four complete walls. Not one of them isn't a different look to the others and things like that.
There's no accordion curtain or anything like that. That gets pulled across.
Yeah, exactly. And so it kind of just, I think it really separates the client, makes them feel like this is their space and it's not shared or anything like that. I think noise control is going to be something that we will never have to deal with sharing walls and having that sort of a thing. And they get their own space and feel comfortable in it.
Well, on this spot for over the years, going back probably 30 years or more, there were two other hotels that were in this location, both of which sadly failed. What is your plan to avoid that fate? Is this third time's the charm, or is...
Well, I don't think it's the location that was the issue. I just think that at some point people kind of lose sight of what's important, and I don't think that that's going to be the case for us. We care about our customer, we care about our client, our staff, you know, and we want to be a part of the community, and so we just think that that care, that extra time, and our management team is amazing, Swift Hospitality, so I think that we're going to be able to, you know, be the one that lasts.
So when you say you want to be a part of the community outside the walls of Radisson, how do you do that?
We've already had some really good local sponsorships and things like that with some, you know, people in the community. We are giving as much as we can. We're making it really fair for nonprofits to come in here. We have some, you know, good bookings on that as well. You know, just trying to make sure that we're out there. We're showing them that we don't want to just take business and, you know, count our dollars. We're here to really be a part and an influence, a good influence on this side of the town particularly.
And I think one good one that we do have a great connection with is Home Sweet Home Ministry. Mm-hmm. Just with opening up our doors and just doing a soft opening of trying to get our kitchen and everything going, we donate a lot of our extra food off to them just to make sure nothing goes to waste, and that's what we're going to keep on doing. Yeah.
So let's continue on and take a look through some more.
Absolutely. So one thing I also like is all of our great big windows.
Yeah, you know, we have a great southern view here.
Yes, that's right. Over here, we have a couple breakout rooms.
Breakout rooms?
Mm-hmm. They're smaller rooms. Something, if you have a big meeting in particular, these are the little ones that you can kind of
have. Sort of like a subcommittee room.
Exactly, yeah. So this is set up boardroom style. A little bit different is we decided to put big TVs in here instead of, you know, big screens and things like that. We think that it'll just function a little bit better for the kind of group that will come into this room.
I noticed the flagrant use of the color gray here.
Yes.
Gray is hot right now.
We have a neutral palette here, you know, some grays, some blues, things like that. So we think that that'll kind of offer up it's a good modern look, and it also is neutral enough to where groups can kind of theme it out to whatever colors or anything they want to do with it.
Back when we did have other hotels here, and then sadly they had gone under, things have changed a lot in Bloomington Normal, particularly in Normal, in Uptown Normal.
Yes.
We now have two new hotels in Uptown Normal. Mm-hmm. How do you see yourself fitting in with that particular landscape here on the north side?
Well, I think that we have a different style, a different approach than the hotels in Uptown Normal. They're beautiful and well-run hotels, but you know, as in terms of flexibility and in terms of kind of what we can offer groups, I think we are able to kind of, I don't want to say middle of the road, but we're able to just accommodate different things because we don't have quite the high dollar room rate and things like that that those particular hotels have. And you know, they've got great location and things like that around the shopping and stuff like that, so it's very well justified, but we're a little bit off the beaten path over there, so we think that we can have more flexibility with that.
Well, of course, you are also right off the interstate, and that gives you an advantage that they don't, presumably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very easy to find. We're right off the interstate. You can see our great big building when you're driving on the interstate. So we hope that that'll kind of be a little bit of a drive, a focus that people can, you know, see the big Radisson and know that they can have a comfortable stay with us.
Okay, let's take a look around a little bit more.
Yep, we have another room here. This is Cottonwood, a little smaller than Evergreen that you just saw. It's an empty room right now. This one is 480 square feet, but again, another room for a small conference table kind of a thing.
How do you come up with these names like Cottonwood and Hazel and all that kind of
stuff? It's kind of an interesting story. So one of the advantages of opening a hotel is you kind of get to put your own fingerprint on it, and I've been here developing the sales part, this part of the company for a while now, and we just got tasked one day with naming the rooms, and so we kind of try to figure out a theme that we wanted to go with and things like that. So we came up with trees that are indigenous to Illinois. So there are kind of some tree decorations and things like that throughout the hotel that you'll see. So it kind of just weaves together and ties in that way.
And you've taken the very strong stance of not having everything branded Lincoln as well.
Correct.
Because I mean, there's a lot of Lincoln around here.
We didn't want to exclude anybody. You know, we're here to, you know, play nice. And so you know, we like that we didn't go such a hard theme that maybe has already been used and maybe might exclude some other groups or things like that. So trees everybody likes. You know, we're good.
What about people who want to stay fit? I mean, you're awfully close to Constitution Trail here.
Yes.
Are you promoting anything with regards to people using the trail?
We are. We have an app called iConcierge, and it draws more people in. But one of the things on there is we mapped out some runs for some of our guests. So if they wanted to come in, there's three different runs for them, differing distances, and they just click on which one they want to go to. We mapped it out so that they could just follow the trail, and it could take them to wherever they want to go and back for their nice little jog.
What are your tourism plans? Do you aim at a particular angle of tourism, say sports tourism? You're very close to the Corn Crib. Mm-hmm. You're also very close to campus. You've got Hancock right down the road, Hancock Stadium. Are you going to be marketing yourselves towards sports enthusiasts or maybe just toward university alums who will be coming back? Do you have a particular marketing plan when it comes to tourism here in the Twin Cities?
We've reached out to a lot of those places. Corn Crib, we already have a great relationship with them over there. They're our neighbors, so they're one of our first clients we had and relationships we started to make. And we have some advertising and things like that over there, as well as kind of working with Redbird Arena and kind of getting that kind of thing underway. So far, our main groups have been sports teams. There's a lot of tournaments and things like that going on over the weekends here, and so, you know, those were our first guests, and you know, we made sure they knew it. Like, we were very excited to have them. So sports have been the things that have been kind of our first taste of opening and having guests come in.
Well, there is a lot of buzz on social media. On Facebook, the Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene is talking about your restaurant. How important is social media in your marketing plan here?
We try to get on social media as much as we can, and I think that a lot of people, they get the news from the community on social media. So we're trying to make sure that we reach out to those platforms and that, you know, we're kind of connecting with people that way, that, you know, on their lunch break, they're sitting in scrolling on Facebook, and you know, hopefully they see us and want to have dinner with us. We kind of documented our construction on Facebook and showing, you know, little things of here was it when it's bare bones and stuff like that, and we're going to be rolling out some nice new pictures of you know, the finished product, if you will. So the community's been great. We think that it'll just get better from here.
That's Mallory Browning and Kenzie Annett from the brand new Radisson Hotel in North Normal. One of the partnerships that they say they're forming within the community happens to be with White Oak Brewery. They're planning to have their brews on tap in the Radisson Bar. I'm Laura Kennedy.